iced coffee around 7 a.m. Thursday in St. Petersburg and paid for the car behind her. He returned the favor and the chain kept going. The Tampa Bay Times says the chain ended around 6 p.m. after customer 379.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
On the front lines informing you about what's really going on. We see a lot of things happening around the world. How do we make any sense out of it? For instance, how do we make any sense out of the fact that the ISIS has announced it killed or beheaded an American journalist and going to behead others if we don't get out of there? I mean, who is this ISIS? We never heard of it before. A few months ago, but it's been around for about 2 years. In fact, it's trained, armed, and financed by our CIA, because you need an enemy so you can rally the people behind our government to protect us from that wicked ISIS that is beheading journalists. And if you don't believe this, that the CIA funded the Muslim Brotherhood, the CIA funds Al-Qaeda and the Islamic terrorists, so we can have an enemy, so we can have a war, just go up in your search engine and type in CIA funds ISIS. CIA funds ISIS. And you'll find it's all true. It's a standard technique, the way we funded the Viet Cong all during the Vietnam War, the way we funded the Nazis during World War II. Unfortunately, it's like deja vu all over again. The only trouble is that one of these times we're going to run out of money, or one of these times the whole House of Cards is coming down, because we're dealing with organized evil that controls our government. This is not our government. It has been taken over by a small subversive group who are dedicated to using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, and the average American has no idea. Deborah, pick up the story.
Well, yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. Absolutely. I think the most important thing that everyone needs to understand before I break into some breaking news stories today is our goal must be to take out the credibility of this corporate fascist, dangerous, predatory government that we have globally. And certainly everyone must realize that we are USA Inc. now. We're being controlled by a corporate structure. In fact, we're Earth, Inc. And what's important to understand about this corporate structure is in the charter, it has no life It does not respond to the idea of anything that's alive. It's void of ethics, void of morality, which is why so many people have heard the words UN Agenda 21. This is coming right out of the executive office via executive orders. Sadly, what we haven't done as American people is our homework, and this predatory system is so dangerous at this point that I'm going to be making some recommendations for people to immediately read some documents so that they'll understand their reality. And when they hear this program today, they'll have some material to go to talk about this and understand. Because Senate Report 93549, again, that is Senate Report 93549, or the Clearfield Doctrine. By the way, these are free downloads from our website, stopthecrime.net, stopthecrime.net. And to get to these two documents, Senate Report 93549 and the Clearfield Doctrine, go to the home page of stopthecrime.net and click on the toggle at the top that says Quick Links, and that will take you to USA Inc. link, USA Inc. link. Now, for anyone that's listening that cannot download these documents for free, you can contact the printing company that will, for the cost of printing and shipping, print these for you by calling area code 707-586-9558. Once again, area code 707-586-9558. What you will find when you read the Clearfield Doctrine, what it is, it's the Clearfield Trust Company versus the United States in 1942. And it tells us when the private commercial paper, which is, of course, our debt notes, our currency, when it has been used by a corporate government, then the government loses its sovereignty status and becomes a mere private corporation. The United States, of course, has been a mere private corporation since this occurred with the Federal Reserve in 1913. And, of course, I know most of you that are listening understand that the Federal Reserve is not federal and it has no reserves. It is a fascist, mafia, criminal crime family's banking cartel. So there are many other documents.
It is the central bank that runs the United States today. And basically, they create our money. They determine as to who lives, who dies. The central bankers certainly work in concert throughout the world. In fact, Professor Quigley, in his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, on page top of page 324, says, it talks about the objectives of the central bankers of the world. And he says, in addition to this, they have another plan, and that is to create a financial system in private hands, a secret financial system in private hands that is able to control the governments of all the nations of the world and, of course, the world economy. That's their goal. And the fact that you don't understand this, you think we elect our representatives? Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a congressman and you tell the truth, they'll come after you, they'll trump up charges and send you to prison as they did with George Hanson or Jim Trompicon or have you killed. They run America. They run most of the nations in the world. Go right ahead, Deborah.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, Dr. Stan, along with the reality that they control the currency and have, they're also in the process of controlling and privatizing our water supply. What was determined about 5 years ago with the Club of Rome, in order to create centralization globally and to bring in that new world order, if they could finally privatize the water supply, that would bring them into that centralized control they've long sought. In fact, there is a press release out of Davos, D-A-V-O-S, Switzerland, that it was dated January 26th, of 2012. It is on our website. We have a link called Water Wars. I would encourage everybody to watch this because we're here in Northern California, and our water companies are working directly with the perpetrators.
Hold the thought. We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. As our children return to school, it's vital that we offer the guidance they deserve. Open communication is the only way to win the war against drugs and violence. Parents, talk to your kids and help them to make better decisions for themselves. That's from Gray's Cafe in Ault, inviting you to come and get it. Whether you're barely hungry or hungry as a bear, stop by Gray's Cafe at 200 East 1st Street in Ault. It's a great place for great food and a good time. Gray's Cafe, 200 East 1st Street in Ault, on the air because they care. Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess I'm Ms. Barrett. Deborah, you go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, I was talking about the water press release that was released on January 26th of 2012. And we must all be concerned about this because just as our monetary system and gold was stolen, now the water is in the process of being privatized, in other words, stolen. Here's what the press release says in short. There was a meeting, a water industry meeting, and they privately met to review their latest strategies for driving public water resources into private hands at the World Economic Forum. You can type that in and search that. World Economic Forum. This would be in January of 2012. The partnership privately launched in October of 2011 with the funding from the World Bank, Coca-Cola, and Rothschild will report on the progress towards its intended goal to transfer the water system over to private hands. They go on to say that they're calling themselves the Water Resources Group, WRG, again, Water Resources Group. And it is important, of course, to note it's headed by Nestle. Now, if you type in your search engines and you type in the Great Lakes, you will find that the water out of the Great Lakes is being sold to China. And Nestle is right there on the shores of the Great Lakes, bottling the water up. They're starting to do the same thing now here in Northern California at Mount Shasta. Nestle had first gone in and wanted to privatize or bottle up the water, but now Crystal Geyser is being given permission to do that. California, of course, as many of you know, we're in a stage two drought, where most, all of the cities are required to reduce their water 20%, and some cities more than 20%. We're having water patrols go through our streets now. They're taking GPS locations. Pictures with their iPhones. They have a special app. They're reporting on people. People are being fined, huge fines. In fact, in Santa Cruz, California, northern or southern California, just a few hours south of San Francisco, they have a new program. It's called Water School, and that's just similar to traffic school. So what we're finding in this new green economy is the invention and creation of new jobs. The new jobs are all about enforcement of all of these corporate rules, regulations, and restrictions. And we're doomed unless we understand quickly what our reality is and how the corporate system is suffocating everything that we know. And they're trying to keep this covert and in the dark, and we must shine the light on this. Now, I'm going to go back to the fact that there are many documents that reveal that as long as the United States remains in an annually extended national state of emergency, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights has been suspended, and that this has been the case since 1933, per Senate Report 93549. Look that up, Senate Report 93549. It's important to note that once the emergency is declared, the common law is abolished, the Constitution is abolished, and we're under a system of corporate public policy or war powers. That's the system we're under. Also,
and is that where we are today, Deborah?
Yes, this is exactly where we have been, and it's been an incremental progression to the point now where we have corporations spraying our skies with toxic poisons and chemicals. We have corporations poisoning our water and our food supply, controlling the weather, complete weaponized weather control. In fact, Dr. Stan, we just posted on our website this morning, it'll be under just added, a company that has admitted it's called the AQUIESS, Aquis Global Rain Project. And we're finally seeing some admissions on weather control. This Aquis system, they say, can change the course of oceanic atmospheric rivers by coordinating applied resonance with satellite meteorology. And they say that the electromagnetic resonance of each station is adjusted to hack the atmospheric conditions to provide a path of least resistance to allow the flow to reach targeted areas of drought or wildfires. What we do know is that because we are in a weaponized weather warfare now, the drought in California has been intentionally created. We know that what has happened is there's huge profits in demolishing towns from weather wars, all of the tornadoes, what we saw in Oklahoma, Hurricane
Hello, Deborah, you say this. The weather shortage has been created. How were they able to create the drought?
Well, I would refer everyone to the information on our website called ToxicSky.org.
ToxicSky.org. Go ahead.
Yes, ToxicSky.org. Watch how the chemtrailing literally, in layman's terms, it's easiest to explain that the chemtrailing can literally create a wall that will preclude and deflect weather cycles that would come in. But sadly, the weather is completely controlled at this point, and it has been for quite some time. Again, this is the corporate structure of manipulation and deception, where we're being told that what you're seeing in the sky with the heavy chemtrailing, where people are seeing long streaks of white, they're just simply being told that those are contrails from jet airliners. Well, they are persistent jet contrails. They contain toxic chemicals. This is all part of changing the pH in the soil, so our plant production is not as robust. Killing of the trees, millions of trees all over the globe have died because of the heavy metals that work their way up through the root system, restrict their capability of survivability, just like if when we have plaque in our veins. That's what's occurring with the heavy metals that they're dumping.
And if I could just mention, if you doubt what Deborah is saying, go to your search engine and type in contrails contain aluminum. Or contrails contain aluminum. You'll find that contrails are the condensation trails from the jet contain aluminum. And what we're doing is poisoning the soil and the water and everything with that. They know what they're doing. It's just that you'll never hear this to the regular media. But check it out. You can find it true. Go ahead.
That's correct. In fact, we're at a point right now, Dr. Stan, that everyone that is listening We need all of your help in getting this information out as far and wide as possible. Certainly go into Dr. Stan's archives, get his recordings from his prior shows, get these out far and wide. Educate yourself rapidly. We do not have a lot of time. And I know you may have been hearing this for a long time, but sadly, the increased toxins and the delivery system into everything that we consume has increased exponentially, and we simply will not be able to survive this mass assault if we remain in denial. Sadly, people still want to believe we have a representative government. Well, I will encourage you to look at the Genocide Treaty. The Genocide Treaty that you can find on the Source Document tab of StopTheCrime.net will tell you this. The only thing that is illegal in the Genocide Treaty is for one's own government to kill its own people. Well, when you realize that we do not have a government, then you realize why we're being poisoned from chemtrailing and the geoengineering program of weaponized weather warfare, the horrific cost of lives. This is murder. This is murder. And we have to wake up and understand the multiple systems and the attacks upon us. These are redundant systems. All methods of corporate structure, including your local cities, are going forward with plans that are diabolical. Now, I'm going to refer everyone to a recent emergency town hall YouTube that we have up. On YouTube, you can type in, "Who is running America?" That is, "Who is running America?" and the Climate Action Plan. Become familiar with what is going to be knocking on your front door. Now, Dr. Stan, I wanted to quickly get into some breaking news items, but I wanted to say one final thing about our corporate reality as a country and why this is imperative for people to understand, because we were not taught this in school. I certainly was not. And what we found, and of course what we know, is Speaker and Representative James Traficant out of Ohio addressed the Congress on March 17th of 1993, and he also said the truth. He said, quote, "It is an established fact that the United States federal government has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act of March 9th, 1933. Dissolved. The U.S. has been dissolved by the Banking Act of March 9, 1933, Public Law 89-79, declared by President Roosevelt being bankrupt and insolvent. The 73rd Congress session of June 5, 1933, joint resolution to suspend the gold standard and abrogate the gold clause dissolved the sovereignty authority of the United States and the official capacities of all U.S. governmental offices, officers, and departments, and is further evidence that the United States federal government exists today in name only. All the United States offices, officials, and departments are now operating within a de facto status in name only under emergency war powers, with the constitutional Republican form of government now dissolved. The receivers of the bankruptcy have adopted a new form of government for the United States. This new form of government is known as a democracy, being an established socialist communist order under a new governor for America. All the government needs to continue is to have public opinion on their side. If public opinion can be kept in sufficient degree on the side of the government, statutes, laws, and regulations, such as executive orders, can continue to be passed. The Constitution has no meaning. The Constitution is suspended, and it has been for over 60 to 80 years. It's important to note we are under a maritime commercial law, the law of contracts, such as grants, etc. Obama reinstated presidential emergency powers on September 10th. Of 2013. Now, Dr. Stan, this is most important for everyone listening to understand, because this will be extended again in September every year. Again, this national
Let me just mention, Jim Traficant, Congressman Jim Traficant, tried to tell the American people what was going on in, back in, I guess it was 93. What they did was they planted a man in his office, a man who pretended to be his friend, and he came up with, I don't know what it was all about. I think he did some work for Traficant at home for nothing. But they came up with a set of phony charges. They arrested him and sent Congressman Traficant to prison for 7.5 years. Why? To silence him. And this is what happens to anybody who tells the truth. He's out now. He can go up on the Internet. He can get his material. He, once again, is trying to tell the people. He did the same thing to George Hanson. George Hanson, of course, will not talk to anybody, but Traficant will. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a congressman and you tell the truth, they'll come after you and destroy you and send you to prison, or they'll have you killed. This is not imaginary. The stakes are too large, because the stakes are the future of the world and their plan to eliminate the vast majority of the population, and they're in the process of doing it today. So go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, Dr. Stan, that was an excellent point. In fact, that point should be considered in this context. We have had countless whistleblowers, and they have risked their lives. Many have been murdered. The only way we can support the whistleblowers is to do our homework and understand and create a broadening awareness of what they have been telling us for the risk and at the risk of their own lives. This is how you support the whistleblowers.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment. But Deborah, if you have a question, give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Jensen Arms takes this special time to salute the men and women in uniform who have answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve, as they have fought hard to restore peace around the world. American troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. This message is sponsored by Jensen Arms, where they're working proudly with this station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms, who says keep your radio tuned right here.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Coach for success, Mike Jones, American Freedom Network, and Mr. Tony, Deborah Tavares. Deborah, pick up the story.
Yes, thank you. Several things. Again, we have to stop believing in the government that is a corporate system. We have been tricked and we have been fooled. And again, our goal needs to be to take the credibility out of this corporate government. We can no longer believe that we can reelect new officials. This would include on our local level, our state, and or our federal government. They are all incorporated. And it's absolutely incredible. I know it sounds insane. It is insane. And I can tell you it is all real. So I would recommend again that everyone watch Who is Running America and the Climate Action Plans. That is up on YouTube. Again, Who is Running America and the Climate Action Plan. Now, I want to say a few things about breaking news about the CDC. And this is another corporate agency that works for profit. They do not work for us. It is an illusion that they are creating health standards for people. The health standards are for the corporation, for the system, not for us. Now, breaking news yesterday, this was by John Rappaport, and he's reporting that the CDC research scientists have come forward anonymously and has come clean, and he has told a Dr. Brian Hooker, H-O-O-K-E-R, that the CDC has known about MMR vaccine connection to autism for at least the last 11 years, has known and has intentionally covered it up. The CDC and the U.S. government has gone to extreme lengths to assert that there is no vaccine autism connection. The CDC scientist has spoken with Brian Hooker, a PhD in biochemical engineering, many times. And Hooker states that he has seen the raw CDC data not included in any study, and the data has shown that, for example, African-American boys who received their first MMR, which is mumps, measles, and rubella vaccine before the age of 36 months, have a 300% increased risk for autism. And Dr. Hooker goes on to say he has worked closely with the CDC whistleblower. He viewed the highly sensitive documents released to the fraudulent government, study via congressional request from U.S. Representative Daryl Issus, chairman of the House Oversight Government Reform Committee, the CDC documents from Congress, and discussions that Hooker had with the whistleblower reveal widespread manipulation of scientific data and top-down pressure on CDC scientists to support fraudulent application of government policies on vaccine safety. Now, there's another whistleblower, and I'm going to encourage that everyone follow this up. This will help to break apart this corporate control of illusion that we are being supported with the idea that the CDC, the FCC, all of these agencies are working on our behalf. They are not. This is a extremely predatory and dangerous illusion that we have all been in. Now, there's another CDC whistleblower. This is extremely important, and you can type in his name. This is a former CDC scientist, and he's a whistleblower, and his name is Dr. David Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. And Dr. Lewis wrote a book exposing the CDC, and the book is titled Science for Sale. And this is an extremely important book because it reveals how the CDC changed the science and more. Now, for those of you that would like to listen to him, Dr. David Lewis, you can type in your search engine, Liberty Beacon, B-E-A-C-O-N, Liberty Beacon. Then type in David Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, and you will be able to view the shocking truth about the EPA and the CDC. Now, there's another admission of the CDC, and you all must understand, the CDC supports the notion of global warming and the need to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. Those people that are in the sustainability movement, sadly, are misled. And the solution for sustainability is the idea that there are too many people using too much stuff. So the CDC, who is promoting itself as a protection agency, is literally behind depopulation and genocide programs. And I've written an article. It's up on our website. It's entitled Exposed, the CDC Tricking the People Again. And this article is about a recent release on the CDC website about caution on cell phones. And this was just a few weeks ago that this was found on the CDC website under frequently asked questions. Well, I can tell you that we just discovered yesterday that the CDC rescinded that caution on cell phones. Now,
if I could just point out, there really is a plan to kill off most of the people in the world. Now, if you say, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. I said they go up on the internet and look up. I said the Georgia Guidestones, or you can go to Alberta and see them, where they talk about the necessity of limiting the world population to 500 million, limit humanity to 500 million, in constant balance with nature. Or go up on the internet and certainly type in Ted Turner wants to reduce the population 90%. Ted Turner, and he's made this statement publicly. Well, if he said that, why don't the average person know? Why, very simply, Ted Turner was not supposed to fill the bean. They really are in the process of doing that. And one of the reasons they're doing it, one of the methods, is by contaminating us and damaging us with electricity. We have an excellent 4-CD set. You must get it, called Dangerous Electricity. The dangers of all these electrical mechanisms and gadgets that we're using are all poisoning us, and down the line, 10, 20 years, are going to be killing literally hundreds of millions of people throughout the world. Go right ahead, Deborah. Is that true?
Well, that's absolutely even more than true, Dr. Stan. And this is why we've got to do everything we can, as I know you are and I am, in getting this information out. We just released a new YouTube. Again, you can go to stopthecrime.net. You can go to our YouTube channel, which is at the top of the homepage. But you can also go and just type in and listen to this. It's entitled Mind War, Invasion of the Brain. Mind, M-I-N-D, War, Invasion of the Brain. Everyone listening must understand we have two most important realities that we must expose at all costs. We must expose and eliminate the credibility of this corporate structure, this government that so many people have been led to believe represents us. It is predatory, it is dangerous, and it is putting in place redundant systems of absolute elimination of everything that we have known as humans, all the way from the climate action plans, again, an important YouTube video to watch, as I mentioned earlier in the program, Who is Running America and the Climate Action Plan.
Hold those thoughts. We'll be back in a moment with Deborah Tavares.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Dan, I guess it's calling Deborah DeMaris. If you actually have a question for Deborah, why do you give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Deborah, Deborah, you go right ahead.
Yes, Dr. Stan, another disclosure that I would like to let everyone know about, because this is being beta tested right now in Mexico. We have contacts in Mexico, and we have just learned that they are beta testing the new smart meters with a new caveat. Without the people's consent, they're imposing or forcing on at least three states in Mexico, Veracruz, Huajinto, and Puebla, and they're requiring prepaid power via intelligent prepaid power cards. And the utility system there has teamed up to impose this system on the populations in these three cities. And, of course, we know this will advance beyond that. And the people are very upset. Of course, they should be. And this new system will come into place by the Comisión Federal de Electricidad, and they've forged the citizens' signatures on their documents that allowed them to change the user's plan from a bi-monthly billing system for utilities to that of a prepaid system whereby you pay in advance for your power with a new smart card instead of after receiving your bill and your service. And they go on to talk about how they can cut off your power all of a sudden. We know that they can with the remotely operated smart grid meters, smart meters that they're putting on our homes. But they go on to say this must go and pay as people will then have to go and pay as much as they can. The motto of this campaign is pay as you go. You are in control of your power. So this is how the doublespeak and the Delphi techniques have worked on the global population. We have been misguided and misinformed with words. Again, they tell us with the deployment of the smart meters that we could save electricity. Well, anyone listening right now can type in the name of your utility company, and they will tell you the reason that they're deploying these meters is to reduce global warming and greenhouse gas emissions. That is built upon scientific fraud. This is a lie. And how you can look at some of the documents is read the report from Iron Mountain. You can also watch the documentary as well, but you can download the report from Iron Mountain for free. From StopTheCrime.net, in that report, you will discover, when this was released in 1966, that they created, and they knew that it would take several decades, to bring and pollute the environment enough to then call it global warming, blame it on us, and bring in these revenue-based corporations that are changing the way we live. And this is so important for everyone that is listening to understand. These draconian policies are in your local cities right now. And your local cities are all incorporated, as well as our state, even our school boards. They're all incorporated. They're all listed on Dun & Bradstreet. They are doing business for profit. They do not work for you. They do not answer to you, which is why people are so frustrated that they don't seem to be able to have any effect on these policies. Well, these policies are coming out of the executive branch of the White House via executive orders, and they are extremely dangerous. And again, the longer that we continue to not recognize our reality, the more dangerous it becomes for every single one. Now, another aspect and something that you'd said prior to the break, Dr. Stan, which is most significant. Okay, so we have to also understand that we are in a psychotronic weaponized warfare for mass mind control. Now, what does this mean? This means that the wireless devices, cell phone towers, antennas, your smartphones, Wi-Fi, etc., all the wireless communication devices are literally created for mass mind control. Now, I would recommend everyone go to stopthecrime.net, spend some time on the scroll at the top of the homepage. Also go to the mind control link. Understand what you can do in the short term to free yourself. What the intention is, and we're seeing increased anger throughout society with the police and the rioting, most all of the crime now is being initiated by frequencies. These frequencies are interfacing with our brains, and they are creating some of the most horrific crimes that we are witnessing. And you can go and take a look at the top of stopthecrime.net. Look at the Aquarius operations briefing. We received that from a whistleblower. The Aquarius operations briefing, Aquarius is a secret society. It was tasked to create mind control. And in order to do that, they needed to chemically lobotomize the population. What do I mean, and what did they mean by that? Well, they've planned the chemical sedation of the population for decades. We've been poisoned in our air, in our water, in our food supply. And then the use of radio microwave frequencies for mass mind control. As we're vaccinated and poisoned, then the frequencies are much more capable because our minds are far more malleable. And they'll tell you that electromagnetic radio waves and microwaves pulse mind warfare has great advantages in that a desired subject or population has no knowledge of the procedure being implemented. Well, now you do. You know. It is up to absolutely everyone that is listening to get this information out as quickly and as far and wide as possible. Because when you do an antennasearch.com, antennasearch.com, you will find a printout of not only the cell phone towers, but the antennas, two separate printouts, so that you can see the advancement of the weaponized system in your communities. This is one way in which people
will not be able to travel. Out of time, God bless. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power,
but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
If you'd like to know more about how you are intentionally being poisoned with electricity, we have a new 4-CD set. It's called Dangerous Electricity, and you can get that. And then if you'd like to listen to Deborah Tavares, you'd need to get her to listen to her a number of times because it sounds so incredible. But just call our 800 number and ask for the 4-CD set of interviews with Deborah Tavares. The number to call is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then you can simply go to her website, stopthecrime.net, pull down all of her documents, or pay somebody to print them up. Wouldn't be that expensive. You need to have them. You need to copy them. You need to disseminate them. There will give you the information that there is an organized effort to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world. Why? Because there are too many people. Now, you go to the internet and type in Population Control Agenda Monograph, Population Control Agenda, and you can get my treatise, read it, understand. We have an excellent 4-CD set on population control. They've already killed millions of people. AIDS is a created virus. How can I say that? Well, one of the people who worked on the virus was dying of cancer. So he went out and he actually told a gentleman all about the plan to create a new virus to kill off most of the vast part of the population. And this man then wrote a book called Full Disclosure. Go off the internet and try to get it, Full Disclosure. Cost you $100, $150. You're not going to put out that much money for the book. I have a copy, certainly because I get the information, but most people are not going to put out $100, $150 to get a copy of a used book. But understand, they have already killed 30 to 40 million people with AIDS, and they plan to kill hundreds of millions more. Well, you need, of course, to get our information from Radio Liberty, and to go to our website, radioliberty.com. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want to know the other